Erty boy.
Let me go.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
Good.
That's good.
I'm going to clean up some of your stuff and what I'm not using, send back tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, do I have any natural rounds of yours?
No natural rounds, no.
All right, she's coming. She lost her round diamond Wednesday, too. So, I don't know, but you probably have, I've got like 8 grand.
All right.
To spend on as big of a round stone, that's pretty nice, you know, hopefully.
Okay, yeah, for sure. What, what's the size that she was replacing?
I don't know. They asked her to send me a copy of her appraisal. I didn't want to get into it too deep with her because I knew she didn't have a clue. It's been 25 years.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know, prices are pretty good these days. I'm hoping she can get something maybe a little bigger than what she even had, unbelievably.
Okay. Yeah, I can get you something pretty substantial size on that price range.
You know, if you got, you know, 2 or 3 things, I'll take them. And then, like I said, I'm going to clean up some of this stuff that I have. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot, I guess, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not really...
I mean, I've got those earrings and stuff, but...
Right, yeah, that's all, like I told you, that's long-term. You've got it.
Yeah.
We'll reassess, you know, like I said, you know, after the holiday season, you just keep me up to speed with when you sell something and I can replenish for you.
Definitely.
That's the deal on those, so very good.
What are these rounds and ovals I have of yours? Liz Labs?
Those are labs, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you may do a lab, but I'll show her some stuff.
Yeah, I, like I said, Artie, honestly, I don't need anything back right away. So, I mean, if you're like, I don't need this at all, fine, send it back. But otherwise, it's yours.
All right, what else?
How about those bangles? Couple in a row? You guys are trending in the right direction?
Yeah, that's, what does Cowboys do?
They had a bye this week, so we couldn't lose, thankfully.
Yeah, they're a mess right now.
Oh, my gosh, such a mess.
Too bad.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes for them this season.
Well, they're definitely missing a couple things, aren't they?
Yeah, my New York Mets, man, they just, so close. But
What was the score?
The Dodgers ended up laying him on at the end of the game. They ended up winning 10-5.
So they get it 6-5?
No, they got it 7-4, and then it went 10-4 in the eighth, and then the Mets, it just tacked one on in the ninth, 10-5. So, yeah, the closest they got it was 7-4. They had their opportunities. They had bases loaded a couple times in the early innings when they were only down, you know, 4-1 at the time, and just couldn't get anything across.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a fun ride, man. They really showed up in September and October. It was fun watching them.
Yeah, I was hoping they would win. I think everybody would have been cheering for them.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, they were the underdog story. I mean, and they had all of the, you know, all of the big moments during the playoffs were, you know, with them, you know, crazy games, ninth inning comebacks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that might be the end of Pete Alonso as a Met. He's a free agent after the season, so I'm sure he'll be going to the highest bidder.
Well, all right, well, I'm going to run on you, but that's what
okay.
I got going right.
All right, I'll get you out a few diamonds for your call.
And then hopefully it'll get busier. I'll let you know on the – you had 6 and 8 carat total weights, right?
Yes, yep. I'm good on that.
I'll let you know calls and what his deal is, what he's thinking.
Okay.
I got to get him on the phone and pick his brain.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
See ya.